It was a despicable act of vandalism that desecrated one of Israel's sacred sites, Yad Vashem. For those unfamiliar with Yad Vashem, it is the Holocaust Memorial Center in Jerusalem. It is an archives, a museum, a research center, an educational resource, and a memorial. Additionally, Yad Vashem has been the institution that identifies and recognizes non-Jews who risked their lives during the Holocaust to save the lives of Jews. Walking the expansive space of Yad Vashem is a profound and moving experience. The museum provides the visitor with a deeper understanding of the Holocaust. Walking along the grounds and encountering tributes, either trees or names etched in stone, of those who worked to save Jews is inspiring. It reminds one that even when evil walked the face of the earth, there were people of integrity and people of courage, people of passion and purpose, people who did heroic acts in the face of darkness. And experiencing the different memorials that can be found on Yad Vashem's grounds touches one's heart deeply. The Children's Memorial, a dark space that one must walk through carefully, with a single flame reflected 1,000 times while hearing the names of those who had never had the chance to become adults. 1.5 million children murdered and there remembered. And other memorials, similarly moving. It is difficult to spend time at Yad Vashem and not be touched, not be transformed by the experience. But just days ago, vandals defaced Yad Vashem. But this was not the typical anti-Semitic graffiti that many of us have known. Anti-Semitic slogans that blame the Jews or call us ugly names. No, the anti-Semitic slogan spray-painted in Hebrew on the walls of Yad Vashem read, "If Hitler did not exist, the Zionist would have invented him." And, "Jews, wake up. The evil regime does not protect us. It only endangers us." This criminal attack that marred such a significant place that held so many memories and so much importance was perpetrated, Israeli police believe, by anti-Zionist Haredi Jews. In other words, ultra-Orthodox Jews who are opposed to the modern state of Israel. As strange as this may sound, there are some elements within ultra-Orthodox Judaism which hold, based upon their understanding of Judaism, which of course they claim is the only authentic form of Judaism, that Israel can only be established after the Messiah arrives, and until that time, there should be no Israel. It was from this set of beliefs that yet unknown assailants defaced a symbol that resonates in Israel and throughout the Jewish people. Those who committed this dishonorable act knew how it would wound survivors and children of survivors and the entire Jewish community. This act reveals for all to see that those elements of ultra-Orthodox Judaism that hold such views are more concerned with their narrow interpretation of Judaism than they are for the Jewish people. The chairman of Yad Vashem said this act crossed a red line. And I have to agree. When there are those who scroll, "Hitler, thank you for the Holocaust," on Yad Vashem, it is time to stand up. It is time for all concerned to speak out against such acts of insensitivity. It is time to hold the perpetrators and those who encourage such acts responsible. I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam. I invite you to take a look at our sister website, ourjewishcommunity.org, and as always, thanks for listening.